Time now for the Business of Sports segment sponsored by Wintrust Financial. And this week on the Business of Sports, we welcome in Jim Margulis, who is the managing editor of SouthsideSox.com. Jim, good morning.
Morning.
Well, when it comes to business, there's a famous quote from Kenny Williams, the White Sox general manager, and he was talking to Frank Thomas about 4 years ago, and he said, "Stay out of White Sox business." But now, with the advent of Twitter, you have the manager's son, Oney Guillen, airing all sorts of White Sox business and personal business regarding Bobby Jenks. And this all stems from the fact that Bobby Jenks, the former Sox closer, was hurt that he wasn't offered a contract with the team, said some things, criticized Ozzie in an interview with MLB.com, and then Oney Guillen fired with both barrels, unloading all of his personal information. And we're hearing about stories about alcoholism and him attacking a clubhouse attendant, marital problems, even crying in the manager's office at one time, according to Oney Guillen. Can this really impact, Jim, the way the White Sox do business in the future, that with players knowing that if they do something wrong, the manager's kid will air all of their dirty laundry?
Well, I don't think it's in help. And I think the effects can be overstated. In a year or so, it may all blow over, and I think the Sox might benefit if Jenks has, say, a normal year in Boston. He blends in. He doesn't have a great year where they can make he can make his words kind of ring true about Ozzie's bullpen management. And if he has a bad year, then those words will follow Jenks around the entire year. But if it kind of blends in, I think it can blow over. However, in recent years, the White Sox have had problems with high-profile trade targets rejecting trades. Jake Peavy did so in 2009 before accepting the second trade, and then Roy Oswalt, when it was rumored that the White Sox were interested, he publicly blocked them, and so did Lance Berkman in 2010. So I think they may have a reputation of being a place where it's not a great clubhouse, or even if it's not a bad clubhouse, there may be people talking about it, like what's going on in Chicago. And if they're trying to build up their free agent value in half a season, like Berkman was trying to do, it may not be a great place to go.
Well, that and any secrets or proprietary information within the White Sox organization, and they are a business above all, could eventually find its way on the internet via the manager's kid. And we saw the same thing happen over the summer. There was a situation in Kansas City in August in which a doubleheader was scheduled, and Kenny Williams could not be found. He did not travel with the team, and they didn't call up a minor league pitcher. And there was an internal fight that was made public thanks to Oney Guillen, because he started slamming Kenny Williams for saying that he was at a comedy club with a woman who was not his wife while this whole situation was taking place in Kansas City. That is confidential corporate information. If you or I were to do that for our respective employers, we'd be fired. Oney Guillen's already been fired from the White Sox, yet he still does it. So is there anything the team can do to stop him outside of breaking his thumbs?
Well, the funny thing about that second time, because that was the second Twitter controversy. The first was in spring training, although over selfish matters. That second time in Kansas City, he actually premeditated this one almost, because he said, "For the record, no one has reprimanded me of anything, or ever will for that matter. Just hope and pray that I don't let the skeletons out of the closet." So I don't know if he thought, I'm not saying he thought 6 months ahead, but I do think that he likes and he enjoys having this information in his back pocket for situations like these. And, they already fired him, but I think they might have to build something into a severance package, or maybe, Ozzie, I think the only way to stop him about these type of situations is for Ozzie to cut him off financially, and I don't know if that'll happen. I don't know how serious Ozzie is treating this. Publicly, he's downplayed it, maybe because he thinks that's the best way to deal with it. And in private, he's a lot more more upfront with Oney. But I think financially is the only way to deal with both with the White Sox and with White Sox dealing with Ozzie and with Ozzie dealing with Oney.
Joe Cowley, who is the former White Sox beat reporter for the Sun-Times, has a column this morning that strongly hints that Oney Guillen is now the official Guillen family enforcer and that this is actually a design. So Ozzie can play the good cop and you can have the the classy "we wish him well" statement from the team, and then Oney on his own can do all of the official attack dog stuff and talk about things like drinking problems and marital issues and stuff like that. And it's officially sanctioned, or at least with a wink and a nod from Ozzie Guillen.
Well, judging from the response, you know, on blogs and forums, on newspaper, radio forums, I would say the sentiment is 95% against the Guillen compound. We'll put it that way. And I don't think it's doing him any favors, and I think it might hurt him if he tries to find another job outside the organization. I mean, obviously, Jerry Reinsdorf has a very long leash of him, a very, very long relationship with his whole family. So he will probably be more lenient with Guillen than he is with your average manager. But if he goes outside the organization, tries to find another job after the season, tries to use this job for leverage, or uses impending free agency for leverage in other jobs, I don't know if he'll find it, because people might only hear the bad stuff and not really know the assets that Guillen brings to a ball club, both strategically and you know, his lighthearted, you know, when he's obviously being unorthodox in a lighthearted way. I think it helps. I think it helps market the team, and I think it helps take the pressure off the club. So I think he has some selling points that are being overshadowed by this whole thing.
We're talking to Jim Margulis of Southside Sox about the Oney Guillen Twitter controversy. Rob Hart and Wayne Randazzo.
Why haven't the White Sox reprimanded Ozzy for this?
I don't know if they can. I mean, as far as, I think it's more difficult because Oney's a grown man. Ozzy's a grown man. It's two separate things. You know, he's not a child. So I think it's a bit more difficult. But I think they might have to at some point, because this has the potential of being a relationship altering occurrence. Not only between Ozzy and the front office, but between the players and Ozzy. You know, who knows who will go to him if they have something secret to reveal, if there's something wrong personally. So I think this will be in the case where they have to say this is the final line. If the White Sox are all in, like they're saying in the marketing campaign, I think they have to get all their ducks in a row personally. And it seemed like it happened before the season, but I don't. This kind of opens up a whole new window into some unseemly dealings.
Jim Margulis, he is the managing editor of SouthsideSox.com, and yet another chapter in the Southside Zoo at 35th and Shields. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot.